Amy Beach, who lived from 1867 to 1944, was famous during her lifetime as one of America's leading composers. Of her over 300 compositions, almost all were published and performed in her lifetime. Indeed, her music was the most frequently played of her generation. Born Amy Marcy Cheney in 1867 in Henniker, New Hampshire, Amy's musical ability was apparent already as a toddler. She made her debut as a pianist at age 16. 2 years later, in 1885, she had a very busy year. In March, she made her first performance with Boston Symphony Orchestra, playing the Chopin Piano Concerto in F. In June, she was taken to the doctor with a bruised finger. And in November of that year, Amy became the doctor's bride. Slightly older than Amy's own father, Dr. Henry H. A. Beach was a distinguished surgeon, physician, and a widower. Dr. Beach ascribed to the tradition that women of class did not perform in public. So much for Amy's career as a concert pianist. Henry Beach wanted his wife at home, but to his credit, he encouraged and supported her composing. She became known professionally as Mrs. H. H. A. Beach, only changing her name to Amy Beach after Dr. Beach died in 1910. We'll hear her ballade in D-flat for piano, which dates from 1894. This was the same year her Gaelic symphony was composed. It was the first symphony by an American woman to be performed anywhere. Virginia Eskin is the pianist on this recording.